Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
This is KO4TVB. Comcheck. Over.
QVB, Q1HTV. Hi. That's good. We're QVB, Q1HTV. You there? We're QVB, K1HTV. He's got receive problems. 4TK, K1HTV. You around? I don't know who the net control is. Was QVB supposed to be net control tonight?
Rich, this is KO4QVB. I wasn't supposed to be net control. I was just given the script, and I was going to come back with some questions. Over.
Roger, I wonder who the net control is supposed to be. You want to try it?
I can give it a try. Let me go get the script. Just give me one minute. Over.
Sure, go ahead. We'll stand by. This is K1HTV.
Yes, this is KO4QVB. I'm back with the script.
Take it away. You're acting net control, and let's see how it goes. This is Rich, K1HTV.
All right, QST, 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 calling all radio amateurs. This is KO4QVB, activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held every Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 megahertz Whiskey 4 VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 hertz for access. If anyone is listening or would like additional information, please see our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussion and Q&A regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computer software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information relating to the radio art. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, running the net tonight. This is my first time, so please take that into consideration. Okay, and like to go with announcements. If there's anyone on the net that has announcements, please come forward. Over.
K1HTV.
Okay, go ahead, QA1HTV.
K1HTV, my name is Phil. Just a reminder that this Saturday, the last Saturday of the month, is the date for the gathering of the members and friends of the club over at Wegmans for a breakfast, informal breakfast at 8:30 p.m. on the second floor level. Anybody's interested, plan to be there, and I may be the only one there, maybe Gil and I, Cam Frozier, who's usually there. But if you want to join us, we will be there. Again, this is coming Saturday, the 29th, 8:30 p.m., Wegmans in the Gainesville area, on Route 29. Back to Net Control, this is K1HTV.
Thank you for that, Rich. And does anyone have any news topics that has been in the news recently that would like to share? Over. Okay, this is KO4QVB. There's nothing heard on for news. Thank you for the announcement, Rich. And I'd like to go ahead with check-ins. So all stations, just please give me your call sign and name slowly and phonetically and so that I could copy that down, and whether you have traffic comments or questions. Go on with check-ins.
K1HTV.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima, Uniform Alpha. KX, where KU?
Nova 3, Foxtrot Romeo. Name is Ron.
Kilo, November 4, Sierra Papa Lima.
Alpha, Kilo 4, Golf, Golf. The name here is John.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu Chuck, but I'm QRU, I don't have anything.
This is KO4 Tango Utah Victory, Matt.
Okay, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo. I'm going to go ahead and start with the roll call, and please chime in with your comments. The first one that I have is Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Uniform Alpha.
Roger, KO4QVB, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Uniform Alpha. really not a whole lot, but I do want to appreciate you stepping up to the plate and taking reins and leading this whole group. Sorry I don't have much to add to it, but just want to give you my gratitude. Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Uniform Alpha.
Hey, thank you for that, Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Uniform Alpha. I guess this is called Baptism by Fire. So, the next one I have on the roll is Kilo X-ray 4, Kilo Uniform. I hope I have that right. Over.
Yeah, you've got that right. KX4KU. Good evening. Thanks for picking up the net tonight. And I will be honest, I don't think I copied your call down correctly, so I'm sorry. I do appreciate you doing the net tonight. I don't have much to say other than I went to do today's CWT and something corrupted my N1MM, so I had to quickly put something together and got started a bit late, so I don't know what happened, and unfortunately the file that got corrupted wasn't one that I keep backed up. It will be backed up from now on. So that's all the wisdom I have tonight. Back to net controls, KX4KU.
Hey, thank you for that, KX4KU. Yep, that is a true statement and something we get to learn every time. Every now and then, and says the backup our files. So thank you so much for that. The next one on the roll I have is Kilo 3 Foxtrot Romeo, Ron.
Good evening, KL4 QVV and the group K3 FR. Well, very good, and you're doing quite well for first time net control and without the list in front of you. Pretty good. I was going to make a quick comment or offer a little bit of instruction, but I don't think the I'll save it for Sunday night, because it related to the VHF contesting and moving stations around on FT8. Had a very good day today, and I think it's not baptism by fire, but more like baptism by ice. KO4QVB, K3FR.
Hey, thank you for the kind words, K3 Foxtrot Romeo. I think we shouldn't be putting our snow shovels away this quick, even though we're getting a couple months of spring. Okay, the next one I took down on the rolls was Kilo November 4, Sierra Papa Lima, if I have that right.
KO4 QVB in the net from KN4 SPL. My name's Bob. Down here in Bealeton, Virginia. Just want to say thanks for running the net. Big kudos to you for sure. Let's see here. I don't have a whole lot to report tonight. I will say I took the week off this week to do some honeydew stuff and some rearrange in the backyard, and unfortunately I had to take down my multiband dipole and hook the vertical back up for HF, and it was a difference. A dipole is so much by far superior to a vertical, so I got to do some painting on the masts and all that other stuff for the dipole so I can hide it in the trees. So that's what I'm going to be doing whenever the thaw happens. Hopefully that won't be too long. Groundhog's Day is coming soon, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, that's all I got. So KO4QVB from KN4 SPL back to net.
Thank you for that. So much for that, Bob. The next one that I have is Alpha Kilo 4 Golf Golf, John. Over to you, sir.
Yes, good evening, KO4 QEB, Quebec Echo Bravo. This is AK4GG. Yeah, just thanks very much for taking the net, and I look forward to seeing the few brave souls that will brave the snow on Saturday morning at to go to Wegmans. I live and operate from Vint Hill, so I've got no excuse for not turning up.
The first person on the list was probably K1HTV, Rich, actually. He probably requires to talk about, 10-meter propagation, what he's been doing 10 feet up his tower. But anyway, I just want to advise that he's probably the first on the list. Anyway, nothing much else to report. Just been buying a few components off eBay for my ham radio endeavors. Nothing much else apart from that, and trying to keep warm. Anyway, back to the group. KO4QEB, AK4GG.
Thank you so much for that, Chuck. I haven't forgotten, Rich. I think the last one that I have down before I get back to Rich is KO4 Tango Uniform Victor. Matt, over to you.
Hey there, KO4QVB. This is Tango Uniform Victor, Matt, over in Oakville. Just want to thank you for running the net. I thought I was late, and then I heard everything going on, so kind of saved me too. Well, thanks everyone. Have a good night. Keep warm. Back to you, QVB.
Thanks for that, Matt. And KH1HTV, Rich, I'd just like to give you the last word. Over.
Very good, Louis. KO4QVB, you did a great job. This is K1HTV. Considering you hadn't expected to do this, I think you started off with the Sunday script, which is very close to the Wednesday script. But you're doing great. And I may not be the last. There probably will be some other late check-ins, or you haven't checked for Echolink. There may be some Echolink check-ins. You may want to do that first. Take a long pause for those who may be checking in on Echolink. I haven't heard any, but you never know. Yes, 10 meters has been quite good. 2 days ago, I worked four stations in Australia, two in New Zealand, one in Fiji, one in New Caledonia. Late afternoon, 10 was open in good shape. I didn't listen today on 10. Spend more time on 40, and did work China, Long Path, and a couple JA stations and an Indonesian station on 40. The secret to the success with 75 watts is a really tall 40-meter antenna that really plays very well. It's another world having a beam on 40 meters. It was my first beam in 64 years for that beam. I used to have wire antennas. Wire antennas did well, but the beam does even better. Looks like it'll be 12 degrees tomorrow morning. It's going to be cold. Not good for antenna weather. I did go out yesterday and sort of surveyed. Have to start cutting some cables and moving them from coming down the tower and into the shack via long runs, instead running them to a switch box about 8-10 feet up the tower, screw them into the box, and then I'll have one cable coming out of the relay box. Of course, that means having to cut a cable and put connectors on in cold weather, which doesn't work too well, so I'll have to wait for a warm spell and then put connectors on the cable. Let's see. Other than that, I guess we'll see John, AK4GG. There'll be two of us there on Saturday. Not say he said Sunday, but I think he meant Saturday. Saturday at 8:30 over at Wegmans. So looking forward to seeing you, John again, and anybody else who can make it, who wants to brave the weather, the cold, and the COVID. So back to net control, and you may want to stand by for Echolink and other rechecks. This is K1HTV. Great job, Louis.
Thank you so much for that, Rich. I'd like to go back and see if there's any other check-ins, but I'd first like to start with any Echolink folks that have come on. Over.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. We'll wait for a check-in regular. Sorry about getting in there so fast.
Okay. Last call sign. Can you repeat? Over. This is KO4QVB.
This is K4 Golf Victor Hotel, K4GVH. Your name is Robert, and I will wait.
Okay, this is KO4QVB. I have nothing heard from anyone coming into via Echolink, so I think if I have that right, Rob, KO4 Golf Victor Hotel, I'll give you the last comment. Over.
Pick it up now, or you want me to wait?
Go ahead, Rob.
Good evening to everyone on the Farronet. Good evening to Rich as well in Amosville. Hope he's doing good. I went out this morning and went to a place this morning just to walk in to get an appointment. I had to walk into a place called MidExpress, and I was going to be running out of my pills today, tomorrow I was. So they refilled it so I can get a primary doctor. But other than that, my sugar was good this morning. My sugar was 118, so I've been watching a few things and watching what I can eat and what I can't eat. So other than that, I'm doing well, and just had me two fish cakes earlier and a few mashed potatoes, but not many. And I've been drinking mostly water, and I'm doing really great and only touching a few diet sodas, but not like a lot of regular sodas like I used to. But have been watching what I eat there. Well, good evening to everyone on that. You're doing a great job as usual. You are. I don't know where you're located, but you really get into the repeater really good. So I just thought I'd check in and keep the numbers up on the good old 165 repeater. I'll be checking in a lot more often now. K4GVH and 73, back to net control.
Hey, thank you for that, K4GVH. I appreciate it. And that's it's always a good plan to eat well. And, you know, it is... that was good news that you're able to get the meds you need, especially with the weather that's coming in over the next couple of days. So, gentlemen, with that, I do not have any other call-ins. One last chance. Any call-ins? Please go.
Kilo Oscar 4, Lima, Lima Charlie, George, Fredericksburg.
H3FR, recheck.
Okay, so now I have Kilo Oscar. Oscar 4, Lima, Lima, Charlie. Go ahead.
Good evening. Yeah, it's been a little bit since I've been on the net here. I do try to listen whenever I can. It's just sometimes I can't get to the radio. It's been a pretty good day. Been trying to get my batteries charged up after the last storm, seeing everyone around me losing their power. I just want to make sure my batteries are charged up for the radio and getting ready for the big storm for the weekend. Good to hear new voices here. KO4LLC, back to that.
Hey, thank you, sir. The last one I heard was I only got three letters, KFR.
Right, this is K3FR. I'd just like to ask Bob SPL to go for a couple of minutes after the net.
Oh, copy that. So that is all the check-ins and comments that I have, and I believe it's complete. So this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, net control for the Farnet. I want to thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you would like further information regarding tonight's discussion or information on FARA, please see the website at whiskey4victoralpha.org. Or send an email to Farinet at whiskey4victoralpha.org. And so this is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo, closing the Faronet and returning the repeater to normal amateur use. Thanks to all who have joined us. And thanks for me personally going easy on me as I work through the net control tonight. So. You all have a great and safe evening. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Victor Bravo 73. Good night, everyone.
K4SPL, K3FR. K4SPL, K3FR.
3FR, K1HTV.
Okay, hi, Rich. K3FR, what's up?
I was wondering if you've had any luck getting anything up for 12 or 10 meters. You talked about getting an HF. What if you've had any luck putting anything together yet inside?
Negative. I haven't crawled up into the attic yet. However, I'm getting a lot closer to just trying to string something up through the rooms down on the second floor first, and then getting it to resonate, and then taking it up into the attic. But no, I haven't done anything HF yet.
Do you have enough room up in the attic to make a dipole and a couple parasitic elements? In other words, a couple of another 3 dB or more gain if you go like a 3-element wire beam. You have room up there for, I guess, for 10. You don't need much room. 10-foot, a 10-meter dipole is only like 8 feet either side of center. Do you have that room up there?
Yeah, I probably could have to go up over the bedroom. And, yeah, I think I could get a 3-element or at least a 2-element 10-meter up there. Definitely, because I was actually very seriously considering moving the Moxon and the beam up into that area. I think I've got enough space to swing it. I just need to
split by a quiet TV rotator so I can point the thing and run the control cable down. Yeah, I've got the space up there. Probably if I wiggle it and bend it around, I could probably get a full 30-meter dipole up there in the attic area. K1HKV, K3FR.
That should work well for you. Yeah, if you're going to do a two or three element 10-meter beam, you may want to aim it like northeast if you have that luxury of being able to orient the antennas that way. Start with the dipole at a, could put an equal length driven element and a reflector and make it make them both directors, so it'll be bi-directional and both give you gain in both directions, so you'll be able to work Europe as well as the Pacific off the same antenna without, you know, unless you have a really optimized beam. Even a three element wire beam probably has a pretty poor front to back unless you really tweak it just right, and you probably still work stuff off the back. But 10's been doing very well, and if you can fit it up there, I think you'll have a lot of fun in that band and work in the world instead of just locals and ESKIP in the States. I think you worked a couple Caribbean, but 10's another world, and the solar flux is climbing, and the band is opening up more and more. So those you and also the technicians who don't have privileges on the lower bands can really do quite well on the 10-meter band. That's where that SBL went. I know he's got to get up early in the morning, so although he said he was taking the week off, so maybe he's watching TV or something. I hadn't heard about the snow the weekend. I haven't even turned on the weather channel. I should do that. If it gets really snowy on Saturday, of course we'll have to cancel, so I'll be on the repeater before I head out Saturday. I do have a concert to go to. K1AEZ, Anna, my granddaughter, will be playing over at Kettle Run and the county orchestra, or I guess it's the district orchestra. She had the concert last week on Saturday, and she's doing another one at Kettle Run on this coming Saturday, so I'm looking forward to hearing her music along with the rest of the orchestra. K3FR, K1HTV.
K1HTV, K3FR, yeah, very good about it. I know it's there, and that. Well, I'm planning on trying to make the breakfast this week. Kind of slept in last month, but that was because I had family here, and they left just the day before, so I had to make up with some sleep that Saturday. But yeah, and then I'm also planning on going up to. Let's see, the OVH team is going to be up at Shenandoah State Park for the winter field day. I'm planning to go up there Saturday afternoon, spend come back maybe around 10, 11 o'clock at night. We'll get to see you then. Good luck on the band. I've been listening to Six and hasn't heard anything much since that opening, or the other set of openings the first week and a half that we had. It certainly petered out for the contest to me. Only worked about three Texas stations and one Kansas station during the contest. K1HTV, K3FR.
K3FR, K1HTV. Yeah, there were a couple openings. I did work a Cuban. You know, out of nowhere, a CO3 came back to my CQ. I was able to work him. And then mostly zeros and a couple of fives. Nothing really long. Although I think some of the guys may have had a double hop out to the west, but I didn't catch that. Very unusual opening on 12 the other day. I worked W1AW off in Connecticut. There was some ESKIP, and I was working twos and ones, and lasted for about 10 or 15 minutes on 12 meters. So there was some ESKIP on 12, and I would not be surprised if the band wasn't open on 6 up to New England. We're getting past the secondary ESKIP season. Usually it's around December, early January, then it kind of peters out, and it doesn't really ramp up until the summer ESKIP starts. And as early as late April, usually sometime in May, and certainly by June and July, it's really going hot and heavy. So looking forward to a fun year on 6 meters. Anyway, take care, Ron. We'll see you Saturday if the weather cooperates, and have fun on the bands. K3FR, this is K1HTV.
Very good. Yeah, we'll try. We'll look for you then. Well, I still need Montana, and then the then Hawaii and Alaska. Those will come when we get some extra flyer stuff from me. K1HTV, K3FR is clear.
Right there. The only way you're going to work Alaska and Hawaii. Well, Hawaii can do an e-skip, but it takes a lot of luck and a little bit of power. And the openings are so short. But on F2, I can remember back a couple decades ago, some of the peaks working many Alaskans, you know, two dozen or so Alaskans, very strong. And same with the KH6s, very strong. I was running a couple hundred watts then, but it'll take F2. I don't know if we'll get any. We need the solar flux to go up well over 200. And even then, it still might not happen. It has to happen at the right time of the year. You're talking about the fall into the early part of January, February. Then it kind of tapers off. Even if the solar flux numbers are high, you don't see the F2 occurring as well. So anyway, stay tuned, as they say in the old radio shows. See you later on. K3FR, this is K1HTV Clear. Good night.
Good night.